This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour in which we answer positively to the question, is there a doctor in the house?
There is.
Two doctors in the house. One of them is for your body, the other one for your head. See, we are a well-intentioned.
You should have your head examined, Dougie.
I was just having a conversation, as a matter of fact, with Meredith. Thank you for being psychic or psychotic, Jennifer.
I'm a little, you know.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us with the important medical news of the week, and then Dr. Joy Brown later on in the hour. I want to talk about love with Dr. Joy Brown. All right? So we'll have a little love.
It's so sweet.
Yeah, I know it is. Isn't it, though? The situation we find ourselves in this country, it's really pretty amazing when you get down to brass tacks.
Brass tacks.
That slogan originally.
I don't know, but you say it all the time.
I do say it. Right. I do say it.
Focus. Focus.
Focus on what?
Where you were going.
Oh, where was I going?
I don't know, but you're about to get rounded off into where did brass tacks came from. So just focus.
Really?
Yeah.
What happens if I don't want to? This is something you want me to get riled up. I know what you want.
I want you to get riled up.
Yes, you do. You want me to get upset
We've only got a few minutes here before Dr. Ken comes on. Right. We've got a few stories we need to talk about.
The one story we will focus on here for a few minutes, because you think this is important for me to get off on one of my tangents. The United States of America.
Had I even thought about that, I probably would have told you not to do it.
Okay. Well,
we're already
too
there,
late
so
now.
Go ahead.
United States of America says that there is a danger.
Danger.
Danger, Will Robinson.
That was coming
of
too.
Having. Am I that predictable?
Pretty much. Will
Robinson. Thank you. Anyway, there is security afoot. The interests.
So this because there's Shabam.
Oh, you get that? Clever as I am.
Wow.
Yes, right. Okay. So Al Qaeda or its operatives, some of them anyway, are at least allegedly. There are all kinds of. I'm doing caveats around the story because I think it's nonsense. It's all of a sudden today. There is a. This is like. All of a sudden, there are kids crossing the border from Mexico into America. It's the same nonsense. All of a sudden, today, we want more security at airports because maybe the Al-Qaeda groups have created a bomb that can be undetected.
You think all of a sudden today is because maybe they picked up some information?
There's a report that Syria, in conjunction with Yemen, have developed this bomb.
Al-Qaeda groups.
Is undetectable by our current security systems. And so the threat, don't worry, is not if you're flying from Chicago to Las Vegas today. It's for overseas travel.
You don't get that from the headline. So everybody who's getting into a plane today is going to take with them, we need more security because the Al-Qaeda splinter groups are going to blow up our planes. That's what you take away.
That's the news.
Yeah, right. But
well,
the news
no,
isn't
I'm looking
right.
at CNN right now. Tighter security ordered for some U.S. bound flights. That's the headline.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Some U.S. bound.
Yeah.
And from where?
The Middle East and Europe.
Uh-huh. And why is that?
Because they have information that there may be a new bomb designed to avoid airport screening. Weren't you listening?
I was, but I'm
I just told you
little,
all that.
I'm a little frustrated with it because it's suspiciously.
Would you rather them not tell you?
Right. What would happen?
Because you would be ticked off
happen?
If
right.
you'd be like, why didn't the government tell us that we should be worried? You know, if God forbid something happens, at least now our bases are covered. We know there's a threat. You amp up security and you go on.
You know what I'd rather talk about?
Dr.
What?
Ken.
Madlev Shah.
Who's that?
16-year-old boy, holds 3 associate degrees from colleges, scored a perfect SAT score. He is a person that I would much rather see us looking at, talking about. He graduated from American River College near Sacramento, degrees in math, physical science, and social science. And he has been at 10. He already finished high school.
Yeah, and please.
What?
Where's his childhood?
What? You'd rather talk about blowing up planes and
no,
stuff.
No, you know what?
I'd rather have a good story about these kids like this. What? You think he's a misfit? He's going to ruin it for everybody else?
No, I just think that he gets robbed of his childhood because he's so smart.
How so? Why?
He's getting abused like Michael Jackson did. Forced to go to college at 12 years old. Yeah.
Who forced him to do that? I didn't see that.
I'm sure his parents, his teachers, everybody.
I was telling a nice story and you ripped it apart.
Because it's not a nice story.
What do you mean it's not a nice story?
It's a garbage. It keeps being
abused. Not to chew my own horn here. Because it's obviously I've gotten stupider as I've gotten older. But when I was a young child, I started school early. So I was already a year younger than everybody. And then they wanted to skip me forward one more grade when I was in fifth grade.
Right.
My mom said no. And she's a smart girl. She's a teacher. She's like, no, you can't get her ahead 2 years because then she's going to be out of touch with everything.
Right.
Look, some people are naturally smart. You have to keep them stimulated, but you have to let kids be kids.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
So let's go back to those shoe bombers.
Yeah.
Why not? let's go to Dr. Ken.
I think in a moment we have Dr. Ken with the top things you need to know from the world of medicine this week here on Good Day.
This weekend during Guitar Center's 4th of July sale, save up to 50% off our guaranteed lowest price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like a Squire Strat or Ibanez acoustic guitar, just $89. Or a Pearl drum set for just $199. A digital piano for only $199. Or a PA system for $119. Get 5 sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $20. Plus special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Sunday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston Massive was fun.
All right, let's get to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here for his weekly overview. Dr. Ken is a noted or notable or eminent. What word would I use to best describe Dr. Ken and his expertise as a cardiologist?
Seasoned.
Seasoned. Oh, I like that.
Like a steak.
Right. Nice, Rich. All right, so Dr. Ken is here with Healthy Habits. How is it, because he's a cardiologist, he's studying this stuff every single day, and he recognizes, he sees, he senses people, and there are traits that the average person who either has had a heart problem and fixes it or alleviates the problem, keeps from having had the problem. I mean, everybody, if you eat wrong, you can work hard, get yourself into a heart situation. How do you get out of it?
Doug, this really is good news. It's out of the medical journal Circulation this week. The good news is it's not too late. It's not too late to reverse at least some of the damage you may have already done to your heart by a bad lifestyle. The news this week is that the risk of heart disease in adults can be reversed by adoption of some healthy habits. And we learned that in adults in their 30s and 40s, they can reverse coronary heart disease, the number one killer of Americans, by maintaining a healthy weight, not smoking, eating healthy, exercising, and limiting alcohol consumption.
Because Dr. Ken is evidence-based, the treatment that he gives his patients, the things that he talks about on the air, all based on the research done, and oftentimes what's published in some of these journals. So here's one that he is, and I knew you would come to the table with this. The argument that he and I have had over the years, you could say, Doug, you're so arrogant. You have no degrees. Dr. Ken's got three veterans. He's got three degrees in medicine, and he's got psychology. He knows what he's talking about. So how dare you suggest to him that he doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to childhood vaccines and the reasons to not take those vaccines. And so,
well, look, some parents have chosen not to have their children vaccinated because of a now debunked and retracted study that was published in 1998 that suggested that the MMR vaccine might cause autism. It was later reported that the study's author, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, had altered some of the study's results. But this new review that was published this week in Pediatrics of existing scientific evidence has included that childhood vaccines are safe and don't cause serious health problems. Problems such as autism and leukemia.
All right, so there's that, but then there are other studies. Never mind the guy who was debunked. There are always going to be studies that are not done well, that have flaws, that can be debunked. But there are other studies that seem to be much more penetrating. This is a group of, what, a couple of hundred or more studies, right, that has come up. It's a study of studies.
This is a study of studies.
Yeah.
And the problem is that people are scared by these vaccines, and there's been a recurrence of measles and mumps and pertussis, all these horrible things, and then they spread to other kids. And that's more deadly than there is a very small risk. It's not zero, but it's so small, and the risk of vaccination is much less than the risk of not being vaccinated.
You want your child to be the one that's at risk?
My child's been vaccinated.
Well, no, but what would have happened if something happened because of the vaccine not operating properly and having some negative impact on your daughter?
Well, there's tiny risks in whatever we do. We get on the highway, you can be hit by a Mack truck, we still do it. And you have to weigh risk. Is the risk of doing it worse than the risk of not doing it? And this study, and my humble opinion, the risk of not vaccinating outweighs the risk of vaccinating.
It's more likely to be hit by a freight liner because there are more of them than Macs. I get that.
Okay. Well, that's how low the risk is. It's a Mack truck comparison.
All right. Let's get to one of the things that has become a success standard for you and me on the air, our discussion of Heart Factors Plus, which has become the number one selling supplement from Chamonix.
Something we can all agree on. To every man out there, it's time to improve your life and body, starting at the powerhouse of it all, your heart. Maybe you suffer from poor circulation, blood pressure issues, even performing in the bedroom. Heart Factors Plus can help. Listen to Paul from New Jersey. I'm very satisfied with Heart Factors Plus. Not only has it restored my blood pressure to a healthy level, it has decreased the swelling in my feet. I will definitely reorder Heart Factors Plus. It's an astounding all-around cardiovascular supplement with an effective combination of all-natural ingredients shown to improve blood flow, which means healthy blood pressure levels, improve sexual function, and increase circulation throughout the body. Imagine better doctor visits, improve sexual function, and enhanced everyday life. Heart Factors gives you the power. And if it doesn't work, I like it because you get your money back, no questions asked.
Ken has done the research. You can do it too. Research it for yourself. See how it works. 800-621-6313 for Heart Factors Plus. And ask about the equaling of the three bottles of Heart Factors Plus with a CoQ10. This is a great product as well. 800-621-6313. Again, 800-621-6313.
Whoa! This is big! Not just big, it's the Freeze-Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Absolutely, brother. I want you to name who it is, though.
What year?
Was this on Rattle and Hum?
I think so.
I think it was on Rattle and Hum, the movie that they did.
Really? Mm-hmm. All right. So we have patriotic songs for you to consider as this is the 4th of July weekend. That's a version of the Star Spangled Banner.
Another one of your favorites, Dudley.
This is the original version. Kate Smith.
No.
God bless
Gene Autry.
Yeah. And that I love.
Yeah.
Stand beside her and guide her.
See, I think this should be our national anthem.
With a light.
That, neither this or America the Beautiful is even better. I don't like Star Trek.
From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans. White with foam, God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Gene Autry just called Audacious Show.
God bless America.
It's a long-distance call, too.
My
long-distance.
I accept it.
All right, America the Beautiful, Richie.
America.
Trying to figure out what your favorite patriotic.
Now this one for me always takes it.
Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles. Right. I'm wearing a Stevie Wonder shirt.
Nobleness. How would you know?
Right.
Ever again divine.
You know what I mean? Charlotte moves her head around now that you can't see like Ray Charles did or Stevie Wonder. All right, next is the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
And you got to go with the original here.
Okay. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
John Philip Sousa.
Yeah.
Almost went with the Elvis version.
Did you?
Yeah, which is really cool.
Spotify which is a music service like Pandora.
It's actually better. I like it better.
A lot of people like it. They have matched up the most listened to songs, and the song that wins in terms of what you prefer, what you voted for at Spotify, is a song that we often play here. We feel that it has some patriotic value. Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA.
It's my favorite.
I know it is. That's what I'm playing right here. If we can get to it, Richie will find the button.
Oh, Lee Greenwood?
Lee. Yeah.
You know what?
Oh, jeez, really?
I do not. Like, I
yes, you do. They're right there. They're all.
I do not have it right here.
Well, where is it?
For me, but I can get it.
It's on the bump list.
All right. Just because it's on the bump list doesn't mean I have it.
I thought it meant that it was there on
just
a button.
You don't have to work with every day.
By the time you get to it, it's going to be over.
Yeah.
Time-wise. Well, I said this to you before. I said there are four songs there. Make sure you have them ready.
Right. I just played four songs.
Now, those were not the ones that I said to have ready. This is
just shut up and listen.
You said shut up to me twice today.
Across the plains of Texas.
Rude.
Shut up and drive.
From sea to shining sea. From Detroit down to Houston.
All right, let's get to the good
part. Proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that
most streamed patriotic song on Spotify. Last 4th of July was this song. Also on the list is Born in the USA by Springsteen, Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA, and the Beach Boys, Surfing USA, according to Spotify list. 28 after.
Are the medicines you're taking making you hungry and then you gain weight? I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Some meds for diabetes, high blood pressure, and depression, for example, increase your appetite. The list includes insulin, Paxil, lithium, Prozac, when taken long-term, and prednisone. This reaction isn't true for everyone, of course, and don't stop taking meds without a chat with your doctor. But according to Dr. Lawrence Cheskin at the Johns Hopkins Weight Management Center, sometimes another prescription drug will help your condition, and that alternative won't have that got-the-munchies side effect. As for trying to lose that last 5 pounds, often the hardest to get off because your body just doesn't want to give it up, a slight med change might help with that, too. And check out the latest issue of the AARP magazine. It's got other lose-the-pound ideas, including getting yourself on a regular sleep schedule. That's because when your body gets enough shut-eye, it has the energy to help you get skinny. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
This weekend during Guitar Center's 4th of July sale, save up to 50% off our guaranteed lowest price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like all American-made Breed Love acoustic guitars, 15% off. A Simmons electronic drum set for just $2.99. Or M Audio Studio monitors just $99 each. And pick up a boom mic stand for just $19. Plus special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Sunday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Tired of worrying about potentially toxic spills around your home, office, or garage? Now there's a quick, inexpensive way to clean up any oil-related spill. EPA-approved Oil Out Plus contains no noxious fumes or annoying scents. It's odor-free, lightweight, and easy to handle. In fact, Oil Out Plus is scientifically formulated to bond with spills on a molecular level. Cleaning up spills has never been easier. Visit Oil Out Plus to learn more. Oil Out Plus, cleaning up our planet one spill at a time.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 4th of July weekend, and things that are happening around the country, patriotic songs are playing. Our poll at DougSteffens.com asks you what your favorite patriotic song is. Star Spangled Banner, America's Beautiful, God Bless America, Battle Hymn of the Republic, or other, and other might be included. The list would go from maybe the Beach Boys, some of their great surfing music.
Surfing USA.
I can't begin to imagine that Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA is considered some kind of a...
Just because it's mentioned the right. Name of the country.
It's nonsense. USA.
It's like Born in the USA, the Bruce Springsteen. That's a horrible song. For the fourth, you listen to the lyrics, you realize what a piece of garbage it is.
Right.
At least in terms... And I don't usually say that about The Boss, but... Anyway, if Roberta were here...
Do we have Miley? Could we listen to it?
Why?
Well, I just want to know if there's anything patriotic about it.
No, there's nothing
Plus
about
it's
her.
Plus, it's catchy.
Is it really?
My daughter loves the song.
According to whom it's catchy?
According to me.
All right, so there's a big debate going on among the members of my staff. Mm-hmm. The Doug Steffens staff includes, but is not limited to, the people on the air with me, Mr. McFadden, Mr. Kessler, Ms. Horn... the discussion in the last 3 or 4 minutes during our morning break was rather poignant. We found it very interesting to, as we were listening, Meredith and I, listening to the three of you go on or go off on your some of your... That's why Roberta's been after us for years to tape what goes on during the break so we can air the stuff.
So what were we going off on?
What were you going off on?
Yeah, when you were listening to us, what caught your interest that we were talking? Here's the way it usually works during the breaks now, okay? And it changes over the years. But nowadays, it's me, Ken, and Jennifer chatting about something while Doug turns down his mic so he can talk to Meredith.
Unless he's choking on a blueberry.
Right.
Some days that happens.
Blueberry.
Or talking to somebody also, working on the farm.
Yeah, right. Or I have ministering to Charlotte in some way, shape, or form.
Right, taking her out.
Yeah, right. All right, so, yeah.
So anyway, what caught your interest that we were talking about?
What were you talking about?
I don't remember.
I remember I said something that somebody laughed at.
We were talking about Facebook for a second.
Now, you were taking, you take people apart.
Me?
Oftentimes.
Me?
No, Richie is the worst.
Rich.
Oh.
Yeah,
Richie's the worst for this. He's horrible.
Hey, you want to hear my appearance on the Nancy Grace show last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Let's go.
All right, hold on.
Nancy Grace here. I am in Rich McFadden's basement with the FBI, the Detroit Police, which is suspiciously weird since Mr. McFadden claims he lives in Virginia, and Gloria Allred. Wait, back, bitch. This my gig. Anyway, I see that cadaver dogs have not found Mr. McFadden, but have discovered women's underwear, pictures of J. Edgar Hoover, and letters to Ariana Grande asking if she'll take him to the prom. That is sick. Has Mr. Big Shot radio producer been hiding here, living on drywall, dust, and rainwater? Or has he hightailed it to Mexico to cover up a heinous crime? Justice will prevail. When we come back, who has better hair, Tot Mom or Jody Arias? Next on Nancy Grace.
I think I've made it the big time.
Wow, Rich, you're big time.
Yeah.
What in the world?
Did she find you finally? Obviously.
Hi, right, the story of Timothy Ray Murray.
You want to talk about it?
Nah, let's keep going here. This is more important. Timothy Ray Murray. Anybody know who this fellow is?
No, but
nope,
if he's got three names, he must be a mass murderer of some sort.
Timothy Ray Murray badly lost his primary battle against Representative Frank Lucas in Oklahoma this past week. He claims that the New World Order executed the 11-term incumbent by hanging in the Ukraine in 2011.
Sorry, what did you just say?
Frank Lucas is the current Oklahoma rep. Okay. And this guy, Timothy Ray Murray, ran against him.
Okay.
And his theme or his theory was that the real Frank Lucas was executed in the Ukraine in 2011.
Oh, and that this is a stand-in, like an alien.
Like Paul McCartney.
This is part of the new
the walrus.
Robotic world. This guy is a robot created by our enemies. He's no longer alive.
It's not the enemies, it's the government. If it's going to be the New World Order, it's got to be like Oprah and her cronies that are planning the world.
Well, this fellow wanted to get a sample of Mr. Lucas's DNA.
This is awesome.
I love it.
Did he get it?
Well, I'm not sure.
I'm with him, though. Every single politician should have to give up a DNA test.
Well, but how many of them? Murray ran against Lucas as a Democrat a couple of years ago and got 20% of the votes there. And then he got a lot of money and changed his party and has started this crusade against Lucas, saying that he was an artificial, man-made being, and he's not eligible to serve as a member of Congress because he's not a human being.
Can't
he's a robot.
Why this guy lost.
Huh?
But I'm curious. You know, where there's smoke, there's fire. Come on.
Uh-huh. Well,
wow, what the heck?
Yeah.
Give up a little blood sample.
And if you are who you say you are, Mr. Lucas.
Right. No big deal.
Yeah.
Spit in a cup for us.
So how about we do that for everybody? How about we get everybody, Richie's onto something here. We get everybody who's running for office to submit a DNA sample to find out.
Well,
and also to take a drug test.
Who's next?
Let's do a drug test.
We got Clinton's DNA. I mean,
Monica Lewinsky could be the collection test.
I wasn't expecting
that. Let it rip, Lucas.
All right. Are you ready?
Where do I sign up for that job?
Are we all? Is this going to be the context of the rest of the program here? Or are we going to get down
like
to this?
Like the backyard game cornhole.
Yeah. It's kind of Friday-ish.
Kind of.
It is, right. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about surprising things that you learn when you're in love with Dr. Joy Brown in a matter of moments.
Hold on. Can we have a little bit more fun?
A little more fun.
I've been trying to play this for you for days. Last Comic Standing has been on for the last month, and there's this one piece that I had to play for Jennifer,
yeah.
And it's a guy.
This is the place where comedy doesn't work, and
you'll find this funny.
Die.
And if you don't, I don't care because I find it funny.
Let's give a warning. If you have a child who's under the age of, say, I don't know, 18.
Is this the guy who talks about
No. This isn't that, Jen.
Oh, the other one.
This isn't that.
Okay.
No,
it was somebody on America's Got Talent that did the pee. The old guy, the 70-year-old.
Right, the pee song. Yeah, it was very funny. Very funny, but just not minivan friendly. This is minivan friendly. This is if women were to design video games.
That's why I like video games. You don't have to communicate with women to play them. I know that if I want to get past the dragon, I got to climb on its back and rip its head off. If a woman designed that video game, instead of ripping the dragon's head off, you got to go just talk to the dragon for like 45 minutes. Figure out why the dragon was so mad at you. Perhaps it was your tone. And you just press the share feelings button 50 times. Oh my God. How do I cry? Is there a turbo cry? Worst part, if women made video games, once a month, the game would be impossible to play.
That's funny.
You guys are so funny.
What the hell just happened? No, I just turned it on and it said,
sounds
game
like
over,
Jerry
go
Springer
to hell.
What? Jerry Seinfeld.
I haven't picked my guy. I'll give you this, though, ladies. If they did design video games for women, they'd have some advantages. Like if you screwed up, the game would just let you keep playing. But it'd never let you forget what you did wrong earlier.
All right, we got that one down. That's it. Thank you. All right. The 20th Annual Essence Festival in New Orleans. We can't find Roberto to talk about this. Do you know what this is about, Richie? There are
we can.
Prince, Rodgers.
Really?
Mary J. Blige, Lionel Richie.
It's got to be from Essence Magazine, right?
Yeah, well, it's all black entertainers. Who are the Roots? I don't know who the Roots are.
The Roots are the house band for Jimmy Fallon.
Are they really?
Uh-huh. Pretty good band.
Black group?
Yeah, and then the white guys in that group.
Huh, okay.
The Essence. You know how you know they're black? Because they're called the Roots, like mine. Old dark.
Get it, Doug?
Oh, my God, where did this program go?
You used to have to do that when you dyed your hair. You knew that.
When I dyed my hair, I had dark roots. No, I had gray roots.
You had gray roots, right.
I used to be blonde. I don't know what happened.
There are people who have blonde hair who may have dark roots. They may have light roots. Just depends.
Most blondes have dark roots, Dougie.
Do they really?
Yeah.
I think I'm looking at one that may not be.
It's okay.
It just depends. 16 before the hour.
Yeah. I've got 70. A therapist knocking on my door trying to get into the studio.
Dr. Joy Brown joins us for therapy in a matter of moments. Don't even start that with her. I dare you not. No, I want to talk about love with Joy. And if you get into that stuff with her, she'll go bananas.
We'll find out she's
17 before
hair.
The hour.
All right.
Wow. Geico's been saving people money for over 75 years?
75 years. Fancy that.
My dearest wife, do you possess knowledge about GEICO, making it feasible for society to spend less capital on automobile insurance for over 75 years?
Why are you talking like that?
We said fancy that, so I was just fancying it.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Hey kids, the fireworks are starting.
Woo! That looks like a lawn chair!
That one looks like a patio set.
That one looks like Kmart and Sears giving Shop Your Way members surprise points, which can be redeemed on qualifying purchases until July 9th.
Oh! They're getting very detailed these days.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See shopyourway.com/surprise points for details.
Oh! The Shop Your Way logo!
This weekend during Guitar Center's 4th of July sale, save up to 50% off our guaranteed lowest price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like a Squire Strat or Ibanez acoustic guitar, just $89. Or a Pearl drum set for just $199. A digital piano for only $199. Or a PA system for $119. Get 5 sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $20. Plus special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Sunday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
15 minutes before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and I and the eminent elusive. I was trying to come up with a good adjective for you. Dr. Joy Brown is here.
I like eminent better than elusive.
Do you really?
Okay. Although I like...
preeminent, perhaps.
That's very cute.
You like that? Well,
I do like
because
that.
You do have... Are you still practicing, by the way?
I keep my license up, but it's hard to have a private practice when you're on the air.
It is? Why?
Because people have unrealistic expectations, or they come in to see what you look like, or to say, guess who my therapist is. And therapy is a pretty valuable technique.
Guess who my therapist
guess
is.
My therapist.
It's time to play guess who my therapist is.
No, so I'm really careful about it.
All right. Well, Dr. Joy will answer your calls anytime, day or night, 24/7, by dialing 855-99-DR-JOY. Or going to drjoy.com, you can leave your question. She will answer it on the air. You may find her every day, Monday through Friday, noontime to 3 East Coast time, answering those questions, taking calls live, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Very informative program. Let's talk about love.
Okay.
Because love is one of those things that some people never find real true love. Some people find it and they lose it. My question to you is, what helps love continue to grow? When you have somebody in your life that you really, really, really love and you don't want anything to screw it up, how is it that you, in some way, shape, or form, either manifest or work at keeping the love not just alive, but growing?
Well, I think you just said two of the most important things, which is that you have to work at it. The notion that somehow love will just take care of itself, the metaphor I use is that somebody gives you a big fancy plant with the foil and the satin ribbon, and it's just gorgeous. If you just put it in the window, it'll die. I mean, you have to water it, you have to prune it, you have to nurture it. So, and I think love is very much the same way. Not to mention that when we're talking about two people, we're talking about presumably growth on both of their parts, and they may not grow in exactly the same direction. So you need to communicate with one another. You certainly need to communicate your affection and your, and not only I love you, I think I love you is always nice to hear, but I love you because. I think being very specific about why you value that person is incredibly valuable. If I say, Doug, you're a really great guy. I mean, that feels good, but if it's like, Doug, you're a really great guy because you are generous with your praise, you're there for people when they ask you for something, and you have a great sense of humor, that feels a whole different level of involvement and caring about you than just kind of a global statement. So certainly being verbal, being specific, understanding it takes work, being willing to talk about things not only when you're happy with each other, but when you're unhappy so it just doesn't fester. I'm a great fan of the once-a-week gripe sessions, where you have no more than 90 seconds to talk about what it is that's making you unhappy that other person is doing. But you only do it once a week, so you're not always sniping at each other. And date nights, spending time with each other, that's something special and fun.
So what happens if you pretend when you walk through the door, depending on whether your spouse is around a lot or you do have a regular job, you walk out of the house in the morning, say goodbye, but when you come home at night, it's as if you have been gone for a month. And you bring that fresh, I miss you. So if people have that attitude, it would seem to me that would keep it a very fresh, or at least that's one way that you can...
It's hard for me as a therapist to suggest that people pretend things. But I think sort of reminding yourself, maybe this, we're saying the same thing, if when you come home... Or just before you walk in the door, you remind yourself of how it would feel to walk into a house with nobody there. And maybe that will work as well as...
How many Christmases are there left? How many birthdays are there left? That sort of thing. Valuable time gets wasted by people appreciating what they have now.
Here's one of the things that I do. When people come to me and say, oh, I can't stand this person, I just say very quietly, do you want to stay or do you want to go? And if you want to stay, then you find a solution to this. Not a blame, but a solution. If you want to go, go. It doesn't make any difference why you want to go. Just go.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you don't just pack your bag and, you know, as when they go out for milk, you're gone. But I think there needs to be, and I think, again, we're saying the same thing, that if you want to stay, you find a solution. And you make that people feel you make that person feel cherished and valuable. And usually, when someone is angry, what they're saying is, what about me? So make sure that you're taking care of not only yourself, but also that other person, or not only that other person, but yourself.
Dr. Joy Brown, with all kinds of tips for a life every day, 3 hours a day, noon to 3. Call her at 855-99-DR-JOY with your question, your personal question. You can listen to the download later on if you don't have to listen to it live. Also, go online to drjoy.com. A joy to have Dr. Joy here on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It was great the way your mind worked. No guilt, no doubts, no fear.
Pretty good, huh?
None of my specialties. Just this shameless pursuit of immediate material gratification. What a capitalist. Just take those
old records on. How young does he sound there? That was Tom Cruise, if you didn't get it. Today is Tom's birthday. He's 52.
Who's the U-boat commander?
From the movie Risky Business, old-time rock and roll.
I don't believe this. I've got a trig midterm tomorrow, and I'm being chased by Guido, the killer pimp.
A trig. How many people have taken trigonometry in my group? Jennifer, did you ever take trigonometry?
No, sir, I did not.
Richie, did you ever take trigonometry?
Not even close.
Kenny, did you ever take trigonometry?
Strike three.
And,
Boy, we're all dumb.
Is Chuck Curry, has he taken trigonometry?
No.
Did you take it, Dougie?
Did
no.
I?
Yeah.
No.
We all are really stupid.
No, we're not. We're just not interested in the
in
nuance,
math, right?
Of those numbers. I had a hard... Geometry was okay.
Oh, yeah, that's stupid. Algebra was rough, huh?
Yeah.
Algebra.
Yeah. X plus Y equals Z.
Yeah, none of us are rocket scientists here, so
there's no surprises.
Are you kidding? Listen, I'll be on the first
round. Hey, Doug, let me show you guys a question.
Okay.
Your favorite... I'll give you my answer first. Favorite Tom Cruise movie, I'm going to say Jerry Maguire.
Wow.
I agree with you, Tucker. That
Few
is my
men.
Favorite Tom Cruise.
Cocktail.
Few
good
love
men.
Cocktail too.
Few good men.
I got to go with Risky Business.
Yeah. All right, then, so what's yours, Tucker, you said?
It's Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire.
Well, you know, it would be
a near perfect film.
Not Speed. I Feel the Need for Speed. Help me out.
Top Gun.
Top Gun has got to be up there, too.
And Cocktail was great. But Jerry Maguire with Cuba Gooding Jr., it was just a good...
The way he played A Few Good Men, it was a good cast. This is a great story.
That he played in, what was the Vietnam thing with...
Born on the 4th of July.
No, Ben...
Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder, yeah.
That part that he played in Tropic Thunder was quite possibly one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
It was
Chuck,
very good.
Weren't they going to make a movie spinoff about that character?
Yeah, they were going to, and it, like a lot of things in the business, you know, they say they're going to do it, they line it up, and then it goes into turnaround and never happens. So I doubt it'll happen. But yeah, great character. They were supposed to do that. That is correct.
He's played a lot of really, really interesting
parts.
He's a great actor.
He's a good actor. He really is.
Maybe a little weird jumping on the couch. Who cares? Whatever. Yeah. He's a great actor.
Yeah.
And he looks pretty darn good for 52 years old.
Sure does.
He's an alien.
One of those robots. All right, so Chucker's got some movie news for the weekend. See if there are movies that are coming out tonight in advance of the holiday weekend. Stand by for that. Movie Moments here on Good Day.
This weekend during Guitar Center's 4th of July sale, save up to 50% off our guaranteed lowest price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like a Squire Strat or Ibanez acoustic guitar, just $89, or a Pearl drum set for just $199, a digital piano for only $199, or a PA system for $119. Get 5 sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $20, plus special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Sunday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
All right, we got movies coming out today, or are they all tomorrow, as usual?
Well, they came out yesterday. I'm going to give you the cinema score. This is the audience reaction to the three big films that opened this 4th of July weekend.
Yeah.
Tammy with Melissa McCarthy, C+. That's garbage. Not good. Most likely it'll have a decent opening weekend and do a fadeaway. The horror film Deliverance from Evil with Eric Bana, B-. That's a so-so reaction. And the kid-friendly film Earth to Echo, B+. That's pretty good, which means that if it has a decent opening, it should have some legs. One other bit of movie news of interest, The Expendables 3, which opens in August, received a PG-13 rating from the ratings board. That's unlike the first two installments, which were hard R movies.
They
toned down the violence to get a broader audience, especially worldwide.
Do you see Fast and Furious 7 is moving faster than originally thought? It's going to be scheduled to be released. Is it this month already? No,
it's next year. It's next summer. They moved it up a week. Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson just completed his role on that film, and he just jumped into the big earthquake film at Universal San Andreas. Universal has hired writers for G.I. Joe 3, which his storyline is going to center almost exclusively on his character Roadblock. So he's doing pretty good.
So The Rock and Mark Wahlberg pretty much going from movie to movie to movie, set to set to set. Finished one Friday, next one starts Monday. That's pretty much what they're doing. Right?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so that's the story of the Fast and Furious. Tina Fey is developing an untitled witch project with Disney. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. A lot of people thought it was a sequel to Hocus Pocus, but that's not the case. It's a separate entity.
This is the anniversary of Independence Day, the movie, opening this date, 1996. Got to get another one of those, Cookin' Chucker.
Two more.
59 after.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.